For he who seeks to be a legend. There is no compulsion to be a legend. There's no judgment that one should be, or one should attain supreme greatness. Motivation is for hacks. It really comes down to what an individual himself is moved to become. There's no external motivation. That's all just mental performance nonsense. All the mental performance coaches up today, they're just dogs. They have no clue about anything related to the mind. In fact, it's an insult for them to talk about the mind because they have no clue. Mental performance has nothing whatsoever to do with psychology. Psychology is child's play. It's wrong for room. Becoming a legend is for an individual who has it in his bones. This is not about someone who wants to become better or improve or make a little bit more money. You have people who are CEOs and who have built many businesses, and those who are professional athletes, and almost none of them are legends. Now, that doesn't mean that they should be. It only becomes relevant when an individual has that desire and nothing is being spoken about it because they seek to truly become one, even though they've already become successful and they've become very skilled and attained some level of notoriety in their field, but they haven't become supreme. They haven't owned it. And it really is about the individual. What you see in society today is essentially a bunch of people who are saying, this is how you get better, this is what you do, this is what you do. And they take all comers and they give you a bunch of nonsense and go practice that. And it's that same way across all domains, from so-called spirituality to self-help to performance coaching to mental performance to sports psychology to whatever it may be. And what needs to be understood, if one wishes to understand, is that what one has to know what they're dealing with. If one recognizes the source, then they don't become blindsided. They don't become fooled. What is available today in the world is only one thing, and which is a bunch of prescriptions and empty nonsense, and red and blue pills and incremental improvements and 1% better and all of these things. It's all that's available. Legendary status not available anywhere. And in fact, I think it's an insult to say that professional athletes are legends. They are not. They are not. I think professional athletics has devolved greatly. Like all things in society devolve. There are no legends out there. There are professional athletes who are, there are some who are quite above the rest that exists, absolutely. And those are ones who people could use the example of being great, and that's fair. But in all domains, from business to professional athletics to whatever it may be, the individual who seeks to become a legend is an individual whose DNA is extraordinarily rare. Just a desire to become one can only come from a rare DNA. You know, and I'm not talking about, well, it would be nice to become. I'm not talking about it would be nice. I'm talking about the individual who truly lives and breathes and dies for it. That's what he wants. And that individual is the most ignored individual in the world, because there's nothing in the society that's available to him. The only thing that's available in the society are for the masses. The only thing that's available in the society and in the world is for the mediocre. The 1% better, the do a couple of this and that and go practice this and that and do some breathing and do some imagery. That's all that's available. there's no legendary category for legends. It doesn't exist. I'm the only one. And there's a reason why it doesn't exist. Because there's no volume. There's no demand. And where there's no demand, there's not going to be a supply. And that's fair. That's wise. Why would someone create a supply for which there's no demand? That's proper. But so what is it, for the rare individual who seeks to become a legend, what is it that allows that to happen? Well, it's the truth. It's that simple. It's the truth. A human being wishes to become X, and then he goes to all the minions and the coaches around the world, and one person says this, and then the next person says the complete opposite, and the third person says the opposite of that, and the fourth person says this, and the fifth coach says this, and they're all just guessing. There's no truth. But if someone gave him the truth and said, I think I did a private discourse upon this recently. If someone gave the truth, this is the truth. I don't care if you do or you don't. This is just the truth. This is the raw, unadulterated, unvarnished, undecorated, unpackaged truth. Then that is the straightest line there is to what one seeks in anything. Everything else is a chase. So I don't want to hear any questions about, well, can you give me a tip? I'm not giving anybody any tips. It really comes down to the depth of longing within the individual. The individual who, for whatever reason, whether he already has that longing or it has come to him somehow in recent times, where it wasn't there before and now it is, whatever the reason may be, that individual will be genuinely interested in nothing but the truth. Not have a bunch of opinions, because he will recognize that he doesn't have the luxury of wasting time, because not getting there is not an option for him. Not because some coach tried to motivate him and said, that isn't an option for you, but because in his bones, that's who he is. And he's not good for being that way. It's, somebody likes chocolate, somebody else likes vanilla. Neither is bad. And that's why there's no compulsion to become a legend. That's why there's no judgment that one should want to become great. That cannot be forced on anyone. It really comes down to an individual wants what he has within him. Not to work hard and all that crap, but what he genuinely wants to become. Not because somebody else said so. Not because they want to beat some other person and get some ego boost. It's all about purity, sincerity, seriousness, devotion. And none of those things are good. You shouldn't do them. If someone asked me, should I do that? I would say, no, don't do it. It would be an insult. You are insulting them. You are insulting these truths by doing them. They don't need you. If they arise, if the desire for them and the longing for them arises within you and it is there, then it's there. I'll take some questions if you're invited to the stage, you can ask. Do not raise your hand if you don't have a question.